I'm Corey Kessler at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. CNN is now projecting Mitt Romney as the winner of the Republican caucus in Nevada. Nevada caucus is the first presidential vote in the West. Of course, Nevada Democrats are voting for their favorite presidential candidate as well, and those results are expected Saturday night. Meantime, South Carolina Republicans are holding their first presidential primary in the South, but we could see a lower turnout due to a winter storm that's hitting the Southeast. Democrats there will vote January 29th. And right now in Columbia, South Carolina, primary voters are getting soaked. Those voting today could even get dusted with snow. In fact, the forecast there calls for up to 3 inches. Just to the south, the Atlanta area has been hit with snow for several hours. Drivers are being warned to stay off the road because highways could ice up. Meanwhile, hundreds of flights have been canceled at Atlanta's airport, and the FAA reports some flights are delayed more than 4 hours. New information is coming out in the murder of a pregnant Marine. CNN obtained this video from the TV show America's Most Wanted. Authorities in North Carolina say it shows Corporal Cesar Lorien circled there, buying supplies that could have been used to cover up the killing of Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach. This video was taken December 16th, just 2 days after Lauterbach was killed. Meanwhile, police are still searching for Lorien. In Spain, 14 people are under arrest, suspected of plotting an Islamic terrorist attack in or near Barcelona. Police say the suspects were in the process of gathering bomb-making materials. A religious holiday in Iraq has been marred by violence. Almost 70 people have been killed in fighting between Iraqi forces and members of a violent Shiite messianic cult. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source on TV or when you're on the go.